Welcome to 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, pal. You know what I, if I had the money, you know what I would do?
What?
I would make a movie. The movie would be an hour and a half long, and the entire movie, or I think 75 minutes of the movie, would be those production company logos that you see at the beginning of the movies. You know, all the various little production companies, they get to put their logo
right
on the front of the movie.
That's right.
And sometimes there's often one or two, but sometimes there's three or four. I've seen five. You have to just sit through them.
Yeah, that's a pretty good concept.
I would create 250 of them, fictional ones, and just string them along and play the theme music of the movie.
Yeah.
And just sit there. You just have to sit there.
Well, that way you could have a feature-length movie also, and it would only be 10 minutes long.
Yeah. It would be one of those jokes that it's funny because it's repetitive, and then it gets boring and tired.
And then it gets funny again.
But then it gets funnier again. And then it becomes unbearably funny.
Right. Just like when you put, I think, two or three commercials in that Dead Air movie that we made.
Oh, I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah. We made a murder mystery. It was our marathon premium 1 year. And you and Tom Sharpling threw some real commercials into the middle of it. And
it's a long, long block of commercials?
Well, the first commercial came on, and I was like, ha, 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 that's funny. And then the second commercial came on, and I was like, no. And then the third commercial came on, and it was funny again.
I used to be very funny.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
What
life
happened
just
to
battered
you?
Battered me down.
Yeah.
Wore me down. Like the surf wears down, you know, a rock and boulders until they're smooth.
Yeah, I hear you.
And formless.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how's your Hanukkah hangover doing?
We're doing okay. Yeah, Hanukkah ended.
Yeah,
I guess we have.
So sad when it's over.
You have no.
Oh my God.
You don't care.
The parties. The drugs, the sex.
You can get right back to hating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
And then tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Right. Today is the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but we're not doing a Christmas show.
No.
Tell me why, Ken. Tell me why. I pitched you a number of great Christmas show ideas.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember any great Christmas show.
I was going to get a child psychologist on the phone, on the air, and we were going to help kids cope with disappointment.
Yeah.
In advance of Christmas.
I don't think you
give
could
give them tools they would need for Christmas morning.
I don't think you could have found a child psychologist willing to do that.
Oh, not a good one.
No.
Oh, not an accredited one.
Yeah, right, not a real one.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. No way, not a real one.
Right. And what were your other great Christmas show ideas?
I was going to suggest that we do another classic Zoom show.
Yeah.
And we could Christmas carol. We could rehearse some Christmas, some Christmas classics, some songs. And then... via Zoom, we could go from listener to listener and Christmas carol.
I just want to point out to the listeners of what I saved you from tonight.
Exactly.
Andy wanted to do our third Zoom show in a row and do Christmas caroling.
Now, I understand the Zoom shows, they were fun if you were on the call. Is that what you think?
Yeah. The feedback I got is that if you were on the Zoom call, fantastic. And if you were listening on the radio, as 95% of our listeners were,
right,
it sucked.
Well, that confirms my theory. One should always avoid feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback is never going to make you happy.
Well, we're going to do Zoom events again. We're just not going to do them on the radio.
Oh, I see. We'll just do special.
Yeah.
Extracurricular.
Yeah, it's just like doing a special episode only on Zoom. That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
You're making fun of me now. You're just mimicking me.
I'm not even doing that. My mind is elsewhere.
No, you were. You were mimicking me.
I did, you know, but I'm on autopilot. That must be my default position in life. To just marry him back. Hey, is this our last show of the year?
Yes, it is, because you're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, I'll be out of town. Right. And then the following Wednesday, that's, wait, hold on, let me check.
That's the first station of the first show of the next year.
Boy, this year was something. Hey, didn't I call it? Didn't I call it back in April?
I don't recall.
You can play back the tape. We have the tape. It's all archived.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said, oh, man, this is weird. We were talking about the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I called it, brother.
I do recall you saying that. I also recall you saying, I think, that you thought Broadway was going to reopen by May, by the end of May or June.
Yeah, they did it? Yeah. Did it?
No.
It did not?
No, it did not. No.
I guess you were right and I was wrong. Is that what you want to hear, Ken?
No.
You were right and I was
wrong? No, you said it was going to be weird, and man, it's been weird. You nailed it.
I got that one right.
Yeah, you nailed it on the weird, just not on Broadway.
Remember I said about the virus, hope it don't mutate? Remember I said that?
Well, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Who was right there?
Well, I hoped it didn't mutate also. You didn't say it was going to mutate.
Yeah.
It's been mutating all along. It always mutates.
Somebody should tell it not to mutate anymore.
Yeah.
That's not fair. You know, we work on a vaccine, we're working around the clock, and there it is mutating. It's, you know, it's around the block, it's hiding out from us, mutating away.
Well, the vaccine...
It ain't playing fair.
It's not much of a mutation. It's been mutating all along.
Oh, that's great news. Hold on, let me tell my wife.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, got some great news for you. It ain't much of a mutation. Ken!
Yeah.
Ken told
me. It's been mutating the entire time. I don't know why there's
Oh,
some...
you've been mutating since the day I met you.
And the vaccine will probably still work on the mutation.
You know who hasn't been mutating?
Who?
Me. Me. I think I'm the same old guy. Good old Andy. I'm like the Northern Star.
Hey, did you catch the story of Bethlehem last night?
No.
You didn't go out and look? Oh, my God. It was magnificent.
Did you take a picture?
Nah, it looked like a star. Kind of disappointing, to be honest.
What isn't? Let's list all the things that aren't disappointing.
There's so
That's
many.
A good show. That's a good show. It's only two things that aren't disappointing.
What's number one?
Wikipedia.
What?
Wikipedia is great.
And number two
is the song "The Girl from Ipanema." Always great.
Those are the only two things.
That's the list.
The only two things that are not disappointing.
No, the only two things that never disappoint.
Okay, gotcha. I think I can find a version of "The Girl from Ipanema" that will disappoint.
Can't be done. It's always great.
Oh, if you're challenging me,
a song that good cannot be ruined.
Oh yes, it can.
No, cannot. It's perfection.
Any song.
It's a slice of heaven.
Any song can be ruined. Trust me.
I guess you build a whole radio station on that theory.
Yeah.
I know that's what it says in big granite letters out front of WFMU. Any song can be ruined.
Established.
Welcome to WFMU.
Established 1958.
You should put that on your website.
All right, looking for a version of "The Girl from Ipanema" that disappoints.
When a song is that good, Ken, you can't ruin it.
I beg to differ.
It's like hamburgers, perfect food. It can't be ruined. Every hamburger's good. Never had a bad one.
What? Come on, you've had bad.
Never had a bad burger.
You've had
bad. It's a great food.
You've had bad burgers.
So what are we doing today?
We're doing the pronunciation contest.
Oh, yes. If you have an unusual first or last name, or you know what, Ken? Let's widen the net. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's include middle names.
All right.
Okay. If you have an unusual first, middle, or last name that people often mispronounce, give us a call. Spell your name. I'd like to take a shot. I'd like to take a shot at pronouncing it.
Yeah, you think you're a good pronouncer?
I'm keen to learn. And then if I mispronounce your name, what do they win, Ken? Tell them what they win.
I have nothing. I got nothing. You tell them what they win. I think you said you were going to PayPal them $144.50.
I changed my mind about that.
Yeah.
Here's what they win.
Okay.
They will have you, a professional broadcaster, a legend, a legendary broadcaster, pronounce their name correctly on the air.
All right, you're on.
That's a gift. That's my gift to them. So let's give the phone number out. Is it that new number?
Yes, it's that brand new number, 201.
201, go ahead.
209.
Uh-huh.
9368. And we also have Charles the Robot, who can also try to pronounce your name. So it's
there's a program that is programmed to, but it can't pronounce names.
It's very good at pronouncing things.
Yes, things like words in the dictionary that it's been taught.
Oh, you just watch and see.
All right, but I get first shot at this.
Okay.
Oh, no, you and I. I think you and I. I'd like to hear you. You're very proud of your ability to pronounce things.
Well, I know I'm better than you. That's all I can say.
Well,
No question about
it. Okay, if you have an unusual name that people mispronounce occasionally, middle, last, or first name, 201-209-9368. Now, I know your name is not unusual, but I know people misspell it.
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, my last name.
Yeah, your last name. That's an unusual spelling.
Yeah, it gets misspelled all the time. Who cares? Yeah.
I have a funny story about my name.
Go ahead. I'm looking forward to a funny story.
Oh, shut up. You know what?
No, you're not going to tell me?
You haven't earned my funny story.
Damn you. This is the girl from Ipanema, Andy. Are you disappointed? Oh, you can't hear it.
This is the girl from Ipanema?
Yeah, it's the girl from Ipanema goes to Greenland.
Well, that's not the classic.
Yeah, it's you know, it's the follow-up.
It's a follow-up. I stand by my statement.
All right.
Every version of the girl from Ipanema.
Hey, we got a call. In fact, the switchboard is lit up. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, hi. My first name
is
Zachary.
You don't say that. No, you don't ask him their name, Ken.
Okay. What name?
The point of the damn show.
Right. Right.
You should say, thanks for calling. Don't tell us your name.
Okay, let's start over. Hang on a second, Zachary.
Okay. You just said his name.
Ah, damn it. Oh.
Wait, well, Zachary can't be the name. Wait, it must be.
Well, hang on a second, caller. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name, even though.
Hi, hey, can't believe I got through. Long-time listener.
I know what your name is, but don't say it again.
Do you have? So you have an unusual. I assuming you have an unusual last name because Ken mentioned.
Yes.
Your first name is Zachary. So spell your last name. Let me take a shot at this.
Yeah. So in elementary school, I always thought it should be a spelling word. That was the joke. So
yeah.
It's spelled B as in boy.
Yes.
A, I. E, L.
Okay, that's not a name. That's like an eye chart test. If you're at the eye doctor.
There may be a patent on that, Andy. But
okay,
that's beside the point.
So I'm going to try. That's your last name. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Oh God.
I'm ready.
Your name is okay.
Charles is ready.
I'm going to take attendance. Oh, is your first name Charles?
No, Charles the robot.
Oh, Zachary. Okay, Zachary, I'm going to take attendance. Now, let's see who's here today. Zachary Bayil. Okay, give me another shot. Bayil. Zachary Bayil.
I'm ready with my guess.
Hold on. Okay. Zachary, am I correct?
Well, I'll wait for Ken, and then we'll.
All right.
Zachary Bayil.
Bayil, one syllable? Bayil? B A I.
Yeah, you gotta throw it all together. Ken was closer in the pronunciation, but I like the intonation on yours, Andy. Could you say it again?
Do you say it as one syllable or two?
It's one syllable. Usually, it's Zachary Bayil.
Oh, Zachary Bayil. Well, Ken nailed it.
Well, yeah, Ken nailed it. You kind of did. You rolled into it.
Do we want to hear how Charles would pronounce it?
Charles, the computer program.
Yeah. Oh, Charles is not working.
Okay. No, that is a shame. That is
Charles can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've stumped Charles, the computer program.
Jesus. Hey, real brief, Andy, my kids would love it as one of their holiday wishes. Could you share the story behind the throw-up song?
My song, I Had a Good Day?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of their favorites. So.
Oh, well, that means a lot. Thanks very much, Zachary Bale. And I'd love to talk to the little Bale Jr. I'd love to tell him the story of that song.
Yeah, you want to hear? Hold on a minute. Hieronymus.
Okay.
Hieronymus! Hieronymus! Damn you!
Well, here, you can tell Amelon.
What's Hieronymus up to? He's always getting into something.
Okay. So you named your son Hieronymus to distract people's attention from his last name.
It was the only strategy that seemed to be in favor among everyone of the naming
Hieronymus
party.
Hieronymus Bale. Okay, so I did years ago, write a song, let me see, Had a Good Day. Oh, you know what? There is a story behind it. That's so funny. There is a story behind it. I read the book. I had to read it. I probably had to read it in high school. A Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. Well, how did I remember that name? I don't know.
Very impressive.
Solzhenitsyn,
Andy.
Right? Right? And at the end, so he was a prisoner of war. He was in a gulag, right? In Siberia. And it was all about the day, one day in prison for him. And at the end of the book, he said, at the end of the book, he summed up his day and he said, it was a pretty good day. I managed to steal a pencil. And I got an extra little piece of bread at lunch, and the big crazy guard didn't beat me to a pulp. So all in all, it was a pretty good day. And so I found that very moving, and I did write a song called "I Had a Good Day," inspired by that.
Can you tell that story again, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You want me to embellish it?
Well, did Hieronymus catch the whole thing, Zachary?
Did it mean anything to your son at all?
You're getting my daughter now, so you'll get the other.
Okay, Zachary, Hieronymus, and Zachary's daughter, we're moving on.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Okay, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's over. Long gone. It's not coming back for another year.
And what's this Kwanzaa stuff? When does that occur?
Kwanzaa. I'm not sure the exact dates of Kwanzaa. I know.
Is that also like on a lunar calendar? Does that shift every year?
I think it's 46 days long. So I think we're in it now.
It's 46 days long?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me when we're not in it. That
okay,
would be
I will.
News.
I'll tell you. I think it ends on Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. So it's a double celebration.
Yeah. Oh, he's celebrating the end of Groundhog Day, or what do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Kenny.
Okay, going back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell me your name.
What is the score so far?
So my name is spelled A-S-Y-A.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Hang on.
A-S-Y-A. Is that correct?
A-S-Y-A. Yeah, just four letters. Should be simple.
Is that your first name?
That is my first name.
It's a palindrome. It's exactly the same backwards and forwards.
Not quite.
No, not quite. It's what they call a near palindrome.
Yeah.
It's almost a palindrome.
Charles is going to take a shot. Let's see if Charles is working.
Well, no, Charles should be the tiebreaker. No, Ken.
Yeah, okay, fine. You talked over Charles anyway, so.
Good.
Okay, Andy, go ahead. Take your shot.
A-S-Y-A.
Yeah.
Now, caller, which of those A's is capitalized?
The first one.
Okay, fine. Okay, I just asking. Don't yell at me. Are any of the other letters capitalized?
No, they are not.
Okay, interesting. Okay. So you write it out traditionally then. Okay. Asya, 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 Asya.
Which one?
Okay,
I'm
going
to
say Asya. Asya.
You're saying
Asya. Very nice to meet you, Asya.
Asya?
Asya Jones. Yeah, what would you say, Ken?
I'd say Asya.
Okay, caller.
Should we see what Charles? Asya,
which one is closest?
Let's see what Charles says. Hang on.
I think it is pronounced like this, Asa.
All right, well, that's
terrible.
That Charles thing is golden, Ken. Don't. Yeah. Yeah, don't stop using guns. Don't stop going to that.
Go to hell, okay. Andy.
Okay, so...
Asya, why don't you tell us how you pronounce it?
So Asya is actually correct. You were kind of stepping on and off it for a while, but Asya, the first try is perfect.
I think that's what I said. Andy said Asya.
I think Ken did get that one.
Yeah, I think
I know it's tempting to sort of get the ass sound in there, but it is not.
That is so funny because you sound like you're an adult or at least near an adult, and you've been mispronouncing your own name for years.
What are you talking
about?
Isn't
that funny?
What are you talking about?
She's been saying Asya.
No, she said Asya.
It's Asya. It's pronounced Asya.
It's pronounced Asya.
Asya.
No, that's so funny how you've been getting it wrong. Oh my God, that is so cute. It doesn't matter. I mean, you're still a wonderful person. And I'm so glad you called him. I'm so glad we could straighten you out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Asya.
Welcome. That's why we're here. If you've been mispronouncing your own name, give us a call. 201-209-9368. Hey, I'll very quickly tell you the story about my name.
Yes, go ahead.
My father's father came to the country. We actually have the... He was on the manifest. We actually went to Ellis Island and saw the manifest. His name was Brockman, B-R-O-C-H-M-A-N, Brockman, on the boat coming over to Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
From Eastern Europe. And then when he got to Ellis Island, he stood in line. The story goes he stood in a long, long line, hours long, to be processed. And when he got to the front of the line and they processed him, the clerk miswrote his name on the form.
Get out of town.
The clerk wrote Brockman and gave him the card. And my grandfather, the legend goes, the family legend goes, my grandfather stepped out of the line, looked down at the card, noticed it was incorrectly written, went up to a guard and said, we have to correct this. There's been a mistake. The guard said, you have to get back in line. You have to get back in the end of the line.
Oof.
And my grandfather then had a very interesting decision. This is whatever this gene was. This is genetic because I would have done the same thing. My grandfather had to decide: do I live with this weird spelling, this Brockman, as my new legal name, or do I get back in that fakakta line and wait 2 hours?
Was there a non-fakakta line?
That was he was in the fakakta line.
Oh. Yeah, I would.
So doesn't that say everything you need to know about my family?
I would have done the same thing.
I would have done the same thing too. I could live with this. And that is why Brockman, B-R-E-C-K-M-A-N, my last name, is very, very unusual. Because it was a typo.
Yeah,
there's only two or three other families.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we called all the other Brockmans.
There's only a handful.
In the country.
Yeah, I wonder if they're all typos and mistakes.
All right, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
How'd you like my story, Ken?
I loved that story.
What was your favorite part?
The fakakta line.
I'll go to hell.
Yeah. No, come on. It wasn't a regular line. It was a fakakta line.
You're just patronizing me now. It was my most interesting story.
Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
Hello.
Hi.
Yep.
You have an unusual name?
Yes. It's C-H. E-R-N, like no, I-A-H-I-V, like victory, and then S-K-Y, like sky.
That's the most unusual first name I've ever heard.
Oh, my first name actually gets done wrong more often. It's A-N-N-A.
All right, so let's see. Did I get it right? C-H-E-R-N-I-H-I-V-S-K-I? That's your first name?
No, you missed a vowel.
There's an A in there.
You missed a vowel. Ken, I'll do it for you. C-H-E-R-N-I-A-H-I-V-S-K-Y.
And that's your first name?
No, that's her last name.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to take a guess. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Very nice to meet you, Ms. Chinakoshlakakining.
That's your best try?
Shanakanakshanakakaing?
It's a little more guttural and creative than most
Chernyahivsky. Wait.
That was it.
I got it. I nailed it, Andy.
Say it.
Chernyahivsky.
Yes.
Chernyahivsky?
Yes.
Chernyahivsky.
Yes.
Andy.
My grandmother was an opera singer, so she brought the whole damn name with her.
Wow.
So I'm going to guess that you can't wait to get married. You're going to marry the first guy you meet.
No.
No.
Been there, done that.
Did you take his name?
I did get married, though, to Anna Davis Chernyahivsky Yukimoto, just to mess with people. But then it would mess with me more than them.
His last name was Yukimoto?
Yeah.
And then, wait, did you do a hyphen thing?
I thought about it. It's not really fun.
Chernyahivsky Yukimoto.
Because then when people say, what's your name? You can say, how much time do you have?
Yeah.
Wow, that is, oh my God, that is a great name. I love that name.
Ms. Chernyahivsky, thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
Ken, you really do have a talent. I am very impressed.
I do.
This is why you have so many more friends than I do.
You know, I did once take a class called Pronunciation for Broadcasters.
Oh, there, that's the reason.
I dropped out.
That advantage.
I stopped going. I think I went to the first four or five sessions.
Well, that's more than me. I would have bailed after half.
I stopped going.
I would have said, oh, I think I left something in my car.
It was really, really a ridiculous class. It was the only thing that it taught you how to pronounce were classical music composer names. And
well, that's how you nailed Chernyahivsky.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
Oh, my God. Well, that's giving you a real advantage.
Yeah, Chernyahivsky was a student of Bach.
Well, here I am, handicapped. I never went to that damn class.
You know what I took instead? I dropped that I had to take a class so that I could get paid at the radio station, and I dropped that class, and I enrolled in skeet shooting.
What does that have to do with broadcasting?
Nothing. I just had to take a class.
I guess when the crap hits the fan at the end of the world, when it's us versus the zombies, and you have to get to the radio station, you'll be glad you can skeet shoot.
Well, not really, because I did just basic 22 target shooting in the basement, and then when it came time to shoot trap and skeet, we had to drive 45 minutes away.
So you cut that class.
I dropped that class, too.
Oh my God, you're like a kindred
spirit. Is that
something
you can do inside your master battalion?
I love you so much.
Is that something you can do inside of your master battalion?
See, Charles can pronounce master battalion pretty well.
He didn't even come close.
Oh, come on!
He didn't come within 20 miles.
Listen to it!
Is that something you can do inside of your master battalion?
Masturbatorium. He's a posh boy.
Yeah, he is. He's like my footman, my butler.
Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
Yeah, but please spell your name.
Spell your name.
All right. My last name spelled Guimarraes.
Guimarraes.
Is that Portuguese?
Brazilian, but yeah, Portuguese.
Yeah.
City in Portugal.
It sounds more Brazilian.
I mean,
okay. I'm ready with my guess.
I'm ready with my guess.
All right.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Guamarios. Guamarios. Nice to meet you, Mr. Guamarios.
Here's my guess. Guimarães.
Close. It's Guimarães.
I think I got it. I think I know.
Well, you were not embarrassing yourself.
I came close. Let's hear Charles.
I think it is pronounced like this, Guimarães.
Yeah, thanks, Charles.
Yeah, he messed it up.
Now, what percentage of people that you meet pronounce it correctly?
Well, actually quite a large amount, because I live in an area where there's way too many Brazilians.
Oh, I see. It's a common name. From Brazil. Oh, that's interesting.
So that's the name of a city. That's the name of a city in Brazil?
of Portugal.
Oh, in Portugal. Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, speaking of Portugal, you know the greatest work of art of the last century?
What?
Girl from Ipanema.
What's that got to do with Portugal?
Well, it's sung in Portuguese.
Yeah, but a Brazilian dialect of Portuguese.
I guess Ipanema's in Brazil. Man, right. Wouldn't you love to meet the girl from Ipanema? She's alive. She's out there somewhere.
Yeah, I think she is still alive.
Man, we should get her on the phone.
She's kind of old now, Andy.
I don't care. She probably has heard about me because I've been singing her song for years. She probably wants to meet me.
I don't think she's heard of you.
Oh, my God. I sing her song. I play her song at least 3 or 4 times a week. Believe me, she's heard of me. If she gets those royalty checks. I guess she doesn't get the royalty checks.
No,
you don't get royalty checks just for being a hot 16-year-old.
Right, she didn't.
Walking by the songwriter.
She didn't write the song.
No, she inspired the song. Right. Oh, wouldn't you love to talk to her?
There are lots of interviews with her. You can find interviews with her online.
None of them, I checked, and I did look online, none of the interviews with her are with me.
Oh, with you as the interviewer?
Yes!
No, it's true. Oh, damn it. You brought up the girl from Ipanema again. I found a version that you were going to hate. Ah, damn it. And then I thought, it's been too long. And then you brought it up again.
I'll tell you something again. When she walks, it's like a samba.
Damn it.
Imagine that.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Imagine being not a girl from Ipanema.
The girl.
You are the girl from Ipanema. You know, I think she tried to cash in. I think she had a store for years on the beach.
Really?
Yeah. And she called the girl from Ipanema. Yeah. And you could go and meet her and you could get, I guess she would charge you. You could take pictures with her.
Well, you've got to track her down. I think she's more.
If Beth is healthy, I love Beth. I hope she lives forever. But if she passes before
I think the girl from Ipanema looks better than Joey Heatherton does right now. I can tell you that.
Don't make me choose.
I hate to break it to you.
Are you looking online at the girl from Ipanema?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for a version of the girl from Ipanema that you will not like.
Can't be done. It's a perfect song.
Oh, that sounds too faithful. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
How's it going?
Don't tell us your name. Don't trick us into telling us your name.
It's like we're playing Rumpelstiltskin. Okay, don't tell us your name, but spell your name.
Letters.
Say that again.
It's only 6 letters, but I think it's a stumper. It's rare to actually meet someone who can do it.
Okay, I'm up for the challenge.
K. U. S.
S as in Sam.
I. R.
Okay, I'm missing a letter. K U S for Sam, and then what's the next letter?
N I R.
Kustner. Nope. I would say Kustner.
I would say.
No, actually, this is the first time in history that you can hear it phonetically regular in the mainstream media.
Yeah, I would say Kushner. I was going to say it sounds like Jared Kushner.
Yeah. That's essentially how we pronounce it.
Yeah, I nailed it.
For some reason, they just dropped letters.
Yeah.
Oh, and how many generations ago? So there was a letter dropped. Oh, there was an H dropped? What was dropped?
Well, the official story from the family is that they came over with another Jewish family named Kushner. But they were like, oh, no, we're just like the servants or whatever, and then just changed their names.
They changed their names so they wouldn't be confused with the other Kushners.
Yeah, but at this point, it's like I've only talked to what's it called, a couple of family members that have gone back. I think technically it's 4th generation, so like 1920s.
Right.
You should consider changing your name at this point.
I don't know. I kind of like it because it's only 6 letters, but I know no one can write it down if I say it out loud.
And is that, you think that's a positive thing?
Oh, I mean, like, in a legal situation, yes.
Oh, yeah. He goes under the radar, Andy. He's a free bird.
You mean he's off the grid?
Yeah, off the grid.
Because people can't write his name correctly?
Like, yeah.
In the country.
So it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't want to self-incriminate.
It's a perfect plan.
Jared, thanks for calling.
Jared, you're so funny, Ken. The things you say.
Andy, may I just say that you really suck at pronunciation.
Thank you, Charles.
That's not for me. That did not come from me.
It's a good thing it didn't.
Yeah.
I'd give you a knuckle sandwich right here and now.
Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
No, I won't.
What's your name?
Well, no, spell your name.
I can't tell you my name.
Yeah, spell it. Spell it!
T-R-A-L-F-A-Z.
T-R-A-L. T-R-A-L as in Larry.
T as in Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
R-A-L. F as in Frank. A-Z.
Yeah.
As in zebra.
I got it.
Well, no, very nice to meet you, Mr. Tralfaz.
Mr. Tralfaz.
Close, very close.
Yeah, Mr. Tralfaz.
No.
Huh.
How do you pronounce it?
How do I pronounce it?
Yeah. Let's hear the funny way that you pronounce it.
Tralfaz.
Wow.
Wait, I was closer.
Yeah, Andy kind of won that one.
I was named after you were Faz. Closer, but you didn't get it on the you didn't hit the.
No, I got yeah, I
did not. You're right. I did not get it 100%.
I was named after a cartoon character.
What cartoon character?
Yosemite Tralfaz.
Did you watch a lot of
the short-lived failed cartoon character?
Did you watch a lot of Jetsons as a child?
Yeah, I did watch a lot of Jetsons.
Okay, Astro's cousin. Was named Tralfaz.
A dog.
Wait a minute. Is that your real first name?
It is my real first name.
But wait, and what do your friends and lovers call you?
Tralfaz.
Yeah, Tralfaz.
And then that's your legal name?
Yeah.
Legal.
But you don't call yourself Faz or Tral?
Oh, well, sometimes, T-Dog. I get that a lot.
T-Dog, huh?
That makes more sense. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have kids of your own?
No, I'm...
When you have kids of your own... Will you be naming them more traditional names?
I don't think I'm going to have kids of my own. My partner is unable to bear child.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Andy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry,
but
she's at
but,
work. I won't let her listen to the replay of this show.
Well, she wouldn't want to be listening to this anyway.
She was your allergy girl. She was allergic to grass. She loves it.
Then tell her to send her our love. But I am curious. People with unusual names. I wonder if it's like a girl named Sue. I wonder if they are determined to name their offspring more traditional names to spare their offspring. Would that be your impulse, do you think, Tralfaz?
To name my child after, to give my child my name?
Yeah, would you give your child...
To give your child a more conventional...
A more conventional name like Dweezil or...
Or Espen.
Or Moon Unit or... Yeah.
I don't know. If I had a son, I think he would be Tralfaz the Second.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. It's almost a reason to have
show.
A kid.
Love the show.
Tralfaz, we salute you.
Hey, Ken, thanks, Tralfaz. Hey, Ken, did you see that Frank Zappa documentary?
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
I'm glad you liked it, buddy. I'm so glad you liked
it. Did you see it?
I did. You know, when I was 13, I really admired Frank Zappa so much. And when I saw that documentary, I realized why.
Why?
I admired Frank Zappa so much when I was 13 because I was 13. That's what I realized watching that documentary. It's like he's great when you're 13.
Yeah.
You just love him. You just eat him up because he, but he's just so wild and unconventional. But as an adult, you kind of see through it, don't you? The music's terrible, isn't it?
No, I like a lot of the music. I hate
no,
a lot.
No, you don't. You don't.
I hate a lot of it, and I like a lot of it.
No, Ken. That's the 13-year-old in you.
But that
also,
was.
So I'll tell you something else interesting about Frank Zappa that I realized watching the documentary. He's not funny. Those lyrics aren't funny. I used to think they were hysterical.
It's true. It's true. They're just not funny.
And also, as a human being, there's not much to admire. He's a terrible father. It was just so eye-opening to see that documentary.
Did you see the Bee Gees documentary?
Can't wait.
It's really good.
Can't wait.
Hey, I found a version of The Girl from Ipanema that you're going to hate. Are you ready?
Can't be done.
Don't you hate it? Right? Don't they just ruin it with the drums?
No, it's great.
Really? Huh.
It's a great song. It can't be ruined.
I'll keep looking. I'll find one. I'm going to find a bad one. All right, back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell
Hi.
Us your name.
Hey,
Don't...
Ken. Hey, Andy.
Hey, who's this?
This is Patrick.
No, Patrick, go.
Oh, that's... No, Patrick is not...
Patrick's so easy.
He's not trying to stump us with Patrick.
Just wait for the last name.
Okay, hang on. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's Z-R-Z.
Wait,
zebra?
I'm sorry. Start over. Start over. Z for zebra?
No, it starts with G-R.
Gotcha.
Z as in zebra. E-L-E-W-S-K-I.
Oh, you're a Polish American.
I certainly am. Well done.
Okay, I'm going to spell this back to you. G-R-Z for zebra. E-L-E-W-S-K-I.
That's correct. I usually have to spell it 3 or 4 times. Well done.
You know, if I met you and you introduced yourself, you know what I would have to say to you? And I would regret this, but I would have to say this. I would have to say, I can't be friends with you.
Fair enough.
You look like a nice guy. We might have a lot in common. I just can't get past the name, sir.
Hey, thanks for being up front. I appreciate it.
Yeah, at least I'm being transparent. I'm probably the only honest man you're ever going to meet. All right, I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's like climbing the sheer...
Oh, come on, north... It's easy.
It's like climbing the north face of a mountain. Grzelski.
Oh, Andy.
Nope.
Oh, Andy. Patrick. Hey, Patrick, some of my best friends are Polish-American, so I think I know how to pronounce it.
I feel like you're going to do well.
Grzelski. Yeah.
Nope, you missed the mark, too. Closer.
Oh, damn.
It's, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Zaleski.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, it's Zaleski with a Z? That's the first sound of the name?
Zaleski.
Oh, Zaleski.
Yeah.
Zaleski.
I think that's the Czech pronunciation of a Polish name.
Zaleski.
Well,
oh my God, that's so interesting.
The part of Poland that my family is originally from is actually now part of the Ukraine.
There you go.
But wait, when you say your name to anyone, no one can spell it, right?
No, only if they're Polish, basically.
Really? Polish people would nail this?
Yeah, they would. I mean, like, legitimately, like, people who are actually from Poland, but, you know, even some Polish Americans get it wrong, but... Generally speaking, yeah, those are the only people I've ever encountered who get it right.
It is a great name, and it does include all my favorite letters.
Yeah, I mean, I my wife actually told me, because we met on OkCupid, that she literally messaged me because I had a Z in my name. That was the reason.
It is the coolest. Did your wife take your name?
She did not. No.
And who can blame her?
Do you want me to talk to her?
Because her name is Paradis, which is just paradise without the E at the end. So why would she want to take a mess of consonants?
Right. Yeah. No, you can't beat Paradis.
You know what? I'm going to do this. That'll be our first show in the new year. I'm going to talk wives into taking their husband's name.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't always bat 1,000.
That would be a great show.
I'm not saying I'm undefeated.
You can start with my wife.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as my wife doesn't call, I'd have a good show.
That's right. Why didn't Beth take the Breckman name?
Well, there already was an ex-Mrs. Breckman. That was probably a big factor.
Okay.
Also, something about empowerment. I didn't really listen to the whole speech.
Yeah.
Something about she had to be her own individual person. I kind of zoned out.
I thought it was that she would have nullified her prenup. That's what you told me.
The prenup that I had her sign while she was asleep.
Yeah. Well, asleep.
Don't tell my wife she signed a prenup.
If that's what you want to call it, anesthetized, I think is more like it.
Don't tell my wife we have an open marriage.
Thank you, Herr Jaluski.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I'm such a fan of Kazimierz Pulaski. Pulaski.
Yeah. I'm sure all your Polish friends that you mentioned a few minutes ago, I bet they're disappointed with you.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Wazinski. And Mart Witkowiak. Yeah, all my childhood Polish friends. All right, I think I found a version of The Girl from Ipanema that you're not going to like. Are you ready?
Good luck.
What do you say?
I love it. It's just this visceral reaction to that song. Right. It's the greatest song ever.
Damn you. How about this? Oh, that's awful. Oh, man. That's really bad. Right? You don't like that.
It's not my... I won't lie to you. It's not my favorite.
Nailed it! I knew it.
It's not what they call Zappa bad. You know what was the greatest moment? You know what was the greatest moment in that documentary?
What?
Okay, so there was one clip of Yoko Ono on stage with Frank Zappa.
Oh, that's right.
She's screaming into the microphone,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the TV, and I'm saying, wait, let me get this straight. The guy on the right side of the screen, he's a genius, right? And the woman on the left side of the screen, she's like a punchline. But they sound exactly alike. She fit right in the band. If you had told me that woman toured with Frank Zappa for 3.5 years, I would have believed you. She fit right in.
I disagree.
Oh, my God. She fit right in.
I completely disagree.
Yoko could have been in the band.
All right, moving on. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell me your name.
I won't.
But spell it.
N-I-
Hold on. Hold on, I got to write it down. Hold on. N for Nancy.
N for Nancy, I for Igloo, S as in Sam, K as in Kelly, Y as in Yannick.
Well,
that seems pretty easy.
It's pretty obvious that it's Nitsky.
Ew.
Could I be wrong?
Is it as simple as that, Nitsky?
Hold on, Shalom, that's what I meant to say. I'm 34 and no one has ever said my name right, so...
Well, Mr. Nitsky... Maybe you're misspelling it for people.
Yeah, it's me.
How do you spell it? I mean, how do you say it?
Nitsky.
Nitsky.
I get Nitsky, Nipsey. The list goes on. It's not even funny.
Wow.
It must be pretty frustrating.
Well, this is the easiest name we've had all night. Nitsky.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
You made my holiday and my Kwanzaa.
All right, yeah.
That's why we're here. Thank you, Mr. Nitsky.
Don't celebrate Kwanzaa too fast.
Appreciate it, guys.
It goes on for 46 days and nights, so, you know, pace yourself. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
All right. Hey, Andy, you know what I think Beth should have done? She should have taken the name Brockman.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to mess with you.
That's right. Just to muddle things even more.
Then she'd have the right name. You'd have the wrong name.
She should have been Brockman-Breckman. Brockman-Breckman.
Brockman-Breckman.
Wouldn't you love to meet someone whose last name actually was the word hyphen? And then that would be confusing.
I bet you.
I'm hyphen Smith.
Arnie hyphen. I bet you there is an Arnie hyphen.
An Arnie hyphen?
Yeah, Arnie hyphen.
Well, that his wife has a terrible decision to make.
Well, caller, do you want us to take a shot at your name, or were you just suggesting Brockman Breckman?
Yeah, my last name is spelled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right, he can count.
Well, that answers the question. Are Andy and Ken using call screeners these days?
That guy can count. That was impressive. Hi, you're on the air. Don't tell us your name.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
L-A-M-P as in Peter. H-I-E-R.
What was it? I-V?
I got it. L for love. A, M for mother. P-H-I-E-R.
Can you turn down your radio, Mr. Lamphere?
What is it?
Mr. Lamphere.
Very nice to meet you, Mr. Lamphere. Oh, wait, maybe the P is silent. I would say the P is silent.
Lamphere?
Lamphere. No, I guess not.
Lamphere.
Lamphere. The P is pronounced with an
I. We have to hang up on you because your radio's on so loud. Sorry, Mr. Lamphere. Oh, okay. So you're gone next week.
We are, we're getting away. We've been quarantining. We've been taking multiple COVID tests.
Right, and where are you going?
In anticipation. I don't think I need to.
It's such a great time to travel around these United States. Where are you going?
Well, we probably have the highway to ourselves. It won't be very crowded.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, the highways are jammed with broken heroes.
We are... I didn't know this. We've rented a house in Western Maryland. Did you know Maryland, like Texas and Florida, has a panhandle?
Of course, yeah.
You knew that?
The Delmarva Peninsula. Oh, no, the panhandle. Okay, the panhandle is that little sticky thing that goes out.
Yeah, it goes all the way west. It goes all the way out to Pittsburgh.
Right, wow. So you're going to be in the Maryland panhandle.
I'm going to be in the panhandle. I believe that's the Mason-Dixon line. Right? Between Maryland and Pennsylvania?
Yeah, and is that like in the Blue Ridge Mountains or something?
It is in the mountains. Is that the Blue Ridge Mountains? I've been told that there's snow on the ground.
Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains are around there.
I don't know, but we've rented a house and everyone's been quarantining. Everyone's been very careful, obsessively careful.
Wow, fantastic.
And we're gonna get together if all goes well.
You mean people are coming in from different parts of the country?
Yeah.
It sounds perfect. I don't know what could possibly go wrong.
Thanks, brother. And then what are you doing? Where will you be Christmas and New Year's?
Nowhere.
Because I want a picture. I want a picture exactly what you're doing.
Here. I'm right here.
And what do you do New Year's Eve at midnight? Are you watching ABC on TV?
Hell no. I'm usually asleep, to be completely honest. I do.
You mean
nothing.
There's not? You mean Hank doesn't say let's stay up, let's toast, especially to say goodbye to 2020. You know, my daughter, when she sent out her holiday cards this year, it said the good riddance 2020.
That's nice.
It is nice. So you won't be up, huh?
No, 2021.
You know what I might do?
2021 is going to make 2020 look like the good old days. That's how I feel.
You think it's going to get worse?
I don't know. It can always get worse.
No. It's going to be like the Roaring Twenties.
No, I agree.
It's going to be a party.
Eventually, we're going to come into a new Roaring Twenties. I agree with
you. It's going to be a party from top to bottom, start to finish. It's going to be a great year.
All right. Good to know. I'm glad you heard it here first, folks.
I've never been wrong except about how to pronounce everyone's name and about when Broadway's coming back.
And about there not being a bad version of The Girl from Ipanema. Oh, I wish I could find it again. I lost it. I lost that terrible version. Oh, damn it. Well, I think we're out of time, Andy.
Thank God. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Hey, and thanks for this show has really helped me get through 2020. I actually look forward to it every week.
Yeah, me too. It has helped me too.
And next year, I am determined to get one of them vaccine shots.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know how it goes.
Get there in person.
Yeah, no, I'll let you know how the vaccines go because I'm an essential worker, so I'm due to get one.
I'm an essential worker, too. I'm a comedy writer.
I don't think you're an employed comedy writer.
Maybe you've seen the movie Rat Race?
I have seen it. Hilarious. Well,
then I believe I should get in front of you in line.
Good luck. Good
Wait,
luck.
Are you an essential worker because you're station manager?
No, because we work, because we have a doomsday machine here.
Wait, who can I write to about that?
So we're in.
What government agency controls that decision?
We're in the second group of essential workers. The first group of essential workers are like healthcare workers. There's 30 million of them. And then the second group of essential workers is us, and there's 60 million of us. So we're due to get the vaccine, I think, in March 2022, if all goes well.
You know what? This is me speaking from the heart, and you know I love you, but I really don't want you to get a vaccine before I do.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Oh, wait, I'm older than you. I'm 65.
It doesn't matter. Michelle and I are on top of it. We are essential. We're essential. I gotta go.
I gotta go too.
Good luck. See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. 7 second delay returns in 2 weeks. Next week, I'll probably be here doing something really lame like the state of the station or something like that. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
If I could only spend this Christmas with those I love and long to see, somewhere where pretty lights are glowing, no elf around the Christmas tree, I'd help to wrap the Christmas presents and spread the goodies on the tree. Bake the cakes and roast the turkey, or sit with children while they play. If I could only hear bells ringing, or just the sounding of a chime, walk with those who sing the carols out in the snow at Christmas time. But here the seasons are so lonely. Yeah.